WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has approved banning e-cigarettes to minors.
Before the unanimous vote prohibiting possession and consumption to those under 18, the council voted 4-3 against Blanche Brick's amendment restoring limitations on where adults consume e-cigs in public places.
I believe it's clear from the statements that we've all seen and read, from emails from people who have been exposed to this and found it in some of the emails people have testified, they found the vapors to be more of a problem to them than the cigarette smoke itself was.
Brick's amendment, supported by Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilwoman Julie Schultz, was dropped last month following opposition from some business owners in the Northgate District. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Early enrollment numbers in the College Station School District shows more students than expected. Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says it beat last year's 6% increase.
As of the same date last year, at the same time, our average daily attendance is up 730 kids, which is 6.6%. To put it in perspective, over the course of the last 10 to 12 years, our average growth rate has been between 3 and 3.5%.
The number of elementary students is 300 over capacity, affecting six of the eight campuses. The district's ninth elementary, Spring Creek, will open next August. There is one member of the Bryan City Council who supports the proposed changes in the city charter. Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says if voters approve banning relatives of council members from being hired or serving as city employees, that should apply only to future positions.
I know that we can interpret this new charter to include and grandfather any employee of the city of Bryan and BTU so that no one will lose their job. And if someone does, that will not be my vote.
Councilman Chuck Condorla, also on the Infomaniacs, says lots of city employees will be losing their jobs if the amendment passes.
A lot to me is one is a lot. I think the figure is going to be a lot more than that. I know that several of the council, I know that a couple of council members have relatives employed by BTU. They'll be losing their job.
Condorla says city staff is in the process of quantifying the number that would be affected. The proposal would ban anyone within 3 degrees of a Bryan council member to be hired or appointed. A Brazos County District Court jury didn't have to decide whether a Bryan man was guilty of participating in a convenience store robbery last October. The jury did decide punishment of 17 years in prison for 19-year-old Nicholas Bogert II. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office said Bogert pleaded guilty before testimony started. A clerk working at the Gateway Exxon at University and the Freeway was struck on the head and left unconscious, and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. A co-defendant, 19-year-old Jordan Krob of Bryan, is scheduled for trial in November. A College Station woman is hospitalized in stable condition after she was hit by a pickup while crossing University in the Northgate District Wednesday night. Investigators say there was no evidence of alcohol, but they are checking other circumstances, including whether the 27-year-old pedestrian was in a crosswalk. The driver, who had no passengers, was in the process of making a left turn from Spence to University. WTAW News Time, 8:09. It's 82 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Unsettled weather conditions in the forecast, some much-needed rain also. Today we'll see sun give way to clouds, maybe a shower thunderstorm later today, 90. Showers and thunderstorms look pretty possible tonight. Some may actually produce heavy downpours, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll taper off tomorrow night, low of 70. Lots of leftover cloudiness Sunday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And still looking at the radar, all that stuff's right along the Red River and kind of dropping down. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, again, basically from El Paso to Memphis. This is a long string of showers. And anyhow, if we can just get it down there, it'll be spectacular. So now you had this story at 7:30 that apparently we're all within 6 degrees of separation. Of Kevin Bacon, is that correct?
Well, that's what Chuck Condrilla said on Thursday.
Well, I, for one,
Wednesday,
3 degrees from separation. Thank you for separation. Thank you very much.
I
am. So yeah. And but
you can't leave that hanging. How?
I know a lady whose grandson is friends of the family.
Okay,
there you go. And wow. Would that be? Is that right? Is that 1, 2, 3? Right, so it'd be 3. Anyway, but they did a survey, and I don't know if it's still true, but the actor that had the smallest degree of separation from the most people was not Kevin Bacon, but it was Rod Steiger. Of course, he's dead now, which kind of cuts down on your separation ability.
He's quite separated.
You're pretty much frozen at the number that you got. But it'd be interesting for them to run those numbers again on that and see how that works out. Jay Sokol here this morning from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Not much.
What's up?
What's up with you?
Had a city council meeting last night.
We sure did.
Yeah, isn't that something? What time did you finish?
That thing was done before 8:30.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's about great, though.
They're swapping. The Bryanwoods are running long now, and College Station shortening it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Dogs and cats sleeping together.
I know. It's amazing. So anyway, the young'uns won't be able to use the e-cigs, but the older folks will, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Grant was a little worried about it. I reminded him he lived in Bryan. So he's still good to go.
He can still smoke them if you got them. Okay, all right. So anyway. And so you brought a guest. Huh?
I did. Troy Rother, traffic engineer for your city of College Station.
Hey, Troy, how are you?
Howdy.
You got the memo, right, that you're supposed to come up with a multiple choice quiz for us today, right? Did Sokol not forward that to you?
I'm sorry.
Answer D, none of the above.
All right, so this is the guy, not having to do with game day first, this is the guy that if you have a problem with traffic in College Station, he's the one who can justify any of them, whatever it happens to be. But I promised I wouldn't open the phone lines, but I will ask Kevin, do you have a question today for Troy when it comes to traffic in College Station?
Yes, actually I do.
Okay.
At what point are we going to get the rest of the light synchronized?
Well, where?
Yes. They should all be.
Where? I don't know. I travel pretty well through College Station.
I'm thinking on William D. Fitch more than anything else.
Oh, okay.
Because that just drives me bonkers. Once you get past or by the Walmart.
Which two signals?
The two right there. One by the fire station and the one before you get to the school.
Okay.
All right.
He'll take that under advisement. Patrick, do you have anything?
No.
You know,
all my problems are in Bryan.
So. Okay, all right.
We heard a few weeks ago that this TTI, the traffic light improvements coming up over the next few years, year or two.
Yeah. So yeah, well, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, really, if you think about it, we do have an organization here that really is asked all over the world to help them with their traffic problems, and we're right here in River City. Has that increased some? Is TTI have more of an input into opportunities to talk about how we move around here in Bryan College Station?
They're definitely a partner. So, I mean, we've been working with them on this game day traffic exit plan, and they're definitely an instrument that if we need some help, we go reach out to them. And
so, I mean, has it happened like the number two or three person in TTI has been stuck in traffic and dashed off a text message to you or anything?
No.
Okay, all right. Nope. I'm just wondering. Before we get to game day, though, what I would like to talk about a little bit is for somebody who's lived here for a long time, time was that we had that We had that common turn lane in Texas Avenue where you could turn anytime you wanted to. There are places where you could cut across. You know, there are very few places now because you put the esplanades or the in there, the islands in there. Basically, the purpose of that is to create those kind of reduce those kind of accident situations.
Absolutely.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Generally, once you reach a volume of 20 to 25,000 cars a day on your roadway, and Texas Avenue is over 50, you have a lot of crashes. And Texas Avenue had quite a few crashes from people using the center turn lane as either an acceleration lane and or turning just at every one of those driveways. And there were a lot of T-bone crashes.
Well, the other thing I find which gives you an insight into, I guess, where we're growing is they're doing that very thing on University Drive East now, extended out toward Hudson and the Physician Center and American Momentum Bank's main building, all of those places out there. Now that's going to have that. We call it an island. Is that what you call it?
What's median.
A median.
So
have a
four-lane divided roadway.
And, again, that tells me that that's going to end up being a major thoroughfare now even beyond that side of the bypass.
Absolutely.
Well, so let's talk about, for folks who went to the ball game, obviously since it was a runaway, people left at different times, so how much really helpful information were you able to gather as to what post-game traffic is going to be?
Well, we got to actually see the plan in action. So you're right. Thanks to Coach Sumlin and the Aggies for helping with the traffic situation.
Yeah.
We didn't have to deal with all of it at once, but we were able to implement the plan, see what type of impact that took time-wise to implement it, see it. Move traffic. We moved a lot of traffic down Welborn Road. Most of the traffic that's coming out of the West Side Garage is headed southbound on Welborn Road, so we were able to use those four lanes. So those were probably the biggest things. We got to implement it. It was a decent test. We had some negatives. The rain delay caused some issues. Our central system that controls our signals is not flexible enough to allow us to modify the signal timings in real time.
Really?
So...
Well, talk to me about that for a second. I mean, is that something, when did that become, I mean, did you know that before you bought the system or what?
Well, 20 years ago, that was the...
Didn't matter.
Yeah, that was the top of the line back then.
Okay, so tell me, are we looking to modernize that, and what's the timeline for that?
Absolutely. We're hopeful that we can do that next year.
Okay, well, because I think we talked, I don't know if we talked to you about it, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we were saying that was in the future, that was your wish list.
Right, that was, we were going to do a master plan, we finished that up, and that was one of the first items on the master plan to rectify was a central system that... could allow us to change signal timings in real time and do a lot of more traffic movement techniques that we can't do.
Well, then let's push forward a year from now, 2 years from now, let's say, when it's in place. Granted, fine, football games, whatever, gatherings that, those sellout concerts that you have at Wolfpin Creek, whatever it happens to be, would you be messing with it? Like just regular on a Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock kind of thing? I mean, is that the idea eventually?
We could. It would take some staffing, but absolutely we could do that. Mm-hmm. I know that there are some cities that they have staff that come in the morning and then another staff that comes in and stays late in the evening to deal with peak hours.
As a traffic engineer, I think of traffic a lot like water. And again, if you've lived here a long time, I just say the word Munson and everybody will know what we're talking about. But as this happens, do people go, "Ooh, wait, I think I've got a shortcut," and then they cut around and you end up having traffic problems that you off of your main thoroughfares that you're really not counting on day in and day out?
It can definitely happen. I think that, we're... people are always trying to find the quickest way, the best way. I know when... I moved to Houston. That was the first 6 months of my time there, was trying to find the quickest way between my house and my job.
Sure.
You're always going to have people that are trying to find a quicker way, and every year we get a brand new set of residents to
come up with new ideas.
It's like a cat and mouse. Hey, I know if I'm headed north on Texas and I got to get on to East University, I'm going down Lincoln. I'm sorry, I'm not going to the intersection. But again, people have those things. All right, well, let's get back to the game then. Even though this was not the worst case scenario test, if you will, what adjustments are you going to make?
Well, let's go back. Welborn Road will continue to be contraflow, four-lane southbound.
Okay, so that worked out well for you then.
That worked out well. So if you're on Holloman, both sides of Welborn Road will be right in, right out. So if you're in the Southside neighborhood, you can get down to Southwest Parkway, and you can make a left at Southwest Parkway to go southbound on Welborn. If you come up to George Bush and then take the George Bush over to Welborn Road, then you can continue south. One of the changes that we will make is Holloman at 2818, so southbound Holloman at 2818. Last week, Holloman was right in, right out on both sides. This time, southbound Holloman, you'll be able to turn left, go straight across, and continue to make a right. However, northbound Holloman coming out from the county will continue to be right in, right out. But because of the U-turn that you can go down at the railroad tracks underneath the 2818, you can still get to north 2818.
Now, I happen to go south, and we'll talk about headed north on Welborn in a minute, but if heading south, was there any confusion at 2818 that people maybe took the first opportunity to turn left and they ended up heading out toward the airport rather than heading back over toward Texas Avenue or the bypass? Was there much of a problem there with signage?
No, we had several signs that said right turn only.
Yeah.
I know that there were a couple of individuals that wanted to go straight across 2018 at Holloman, and we had those lanes blocked off. So we had some issues with
that. Now I'm in a little farther south, where you're still down Welborn Road, and would they possibly take the wrong turn left too early, in other words, and head out toward the Poultry Center and the airport as opposed to headed back over toward Walmart? No, didn't happen?
Okay. I didn't hear any of those.
All right, let's talk about what happened north on Welborn. How did that situation work?
I think it worked really well. George Bush at Holloman, George Bush at Welborn.
Yeah.
Worked really well.
Right.
With two lanes coming off of George Bush and two lanes continuing south on Welborn. There's a lot of pedestrians, so we had a lot of pedestrians to deal with and get them safely across the intersection. But all in all that worked really well.
Now, what's the feedback for people? Because obviously there's going to be people who aren't happy no matter what you do. But if they have some feedback even after the Rice game, what's the best way for them to get that information to people so you can sift through it?
I guess email is probably the best. But we've got several social media.
Well, is it y'all or do they need to go through A&M, TTI? Who's really developing the plan, if you will?
It all goes back to the same. So we, for example, Monday morning, this past Monday, we met and had a debriefing. So I met with Tim Lomax, Greg Leaf from PD, and several of our city staff members to kind of talk about what everyone saw, what problems we had, what went right, what we need to change. So regardless, if you send it to one of us, we'll get back to the entire group.
Okay. Well, then on this positive note, Lynn, what's the next big major road project that we don't know about that's going to inconvenience people?
It's not going to inconvenience. It will make things better.
Okay. All right. Temporarily inconvenience. How's that? Okay. All right.
We're working on a project to install medians on University Drive. TxDOT's finishing up 60 just east of Highway 6.
Blackberry
Road.
The bridge.
Oh, yeah.
We're wrapping that up.
That's very nice ornamentation you have on the bridge, by the way.
It helps traffic flow.
Of course it does.
There you go.
Yeah, of course it
there
does.
There you go.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, anyway, if they have any questions or they have any information that they want to get to you, then they can just get you through the website, huh?
Absolutely.
Anything else we need to cover this morning?
That was all I wanted to talk about, but I'm happy to.
Well, that's all right. I'm sure our listeners would have plenty. I didn't open up the phones. I thought it was a pretty nice guy. Mr. Sokol?
Oh, you mentioned huge events at Wolf Pen Creek.
Yeah, I did.
We've got one of those tonight, in fact.
Do you?
Yeah, we've got a movie at the park. The movie's called Little Giants.
Okay.
Little Giants. Oh. So it's a free movie. Gates open at 6. Movie begins at 7:30. You can bring your own refreshments. Remember, coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. If it's larger than 48 quarts, it's a refrigerator. Website has more information, cstx.gov/movies.
Coolers on Wheels are okay, though.
That's
right?
It, yes.
Okay, it's Jay Sokol. We visit with folks from City of College Station on Fridays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Retail sales improve. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. New government data suggests consumer spending picked up last month. The Commerce Department reports retail sales increased 0.6% in August. New car purchases accounted for much of the increase. With vehicle sales excluded, sales were up 0.3%. The Labor Department reports the decline in oil prices pushed the overall cost of imported goods lower in August. Import prices were down 0.9%. The head of OPEC said today the drop in oil prices is seasonal and he expects a rebound by the end of the year. In the meantime, drivers getting a break. Gasoline prices have fallen recently and market forces of supply and demand suggest further reductions are possible. Stock market futures are a little lower now. Darden Restaurants posted a loss for the latest quarter, but the company had an adjusted profit of 32 cents a share. That beats estimates by a penny. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Texas A&M and Rice go at it tomorrow night at Kyle Field. Game kicks at 8, 7 o'clock broadcast time on this radio station. The Aggies won a hard-fought battle last year against Rice, 52-31. And making a reference to that game from last season, head coach Kevin Sumlin.
I said last year, after we played that first game, and it was probably a more difficult game than our fans thought. I predicted they would win Conference USA last year, and they did. So, you know, he's done an outstanding job at a program that has been up and down, but has been consistent since he's been there. And they're going to come in here and play like crazy. You know, they're not going to be afraid. They were here last year. They spent to Notre Dame a couple weeks ago. They had a bye week, so we're going to get their best shot.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies and the Owls coming up tomorrow night at 7 on this station. 8 o'clock kick time. Hope you can be there. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Word on the street is that Radio Shack is about to go under, and the question is, why? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Late yesterday afternoon, word hit the streets that the bankruptcy of another American icon is imminent. Wall Street analysts predict that Radio Shack will seek bankruptcy reorganization. And even then, it may not survive at all. So how could this huge chain with thousands of stores in almost every city and town fail? For decades, Radio Shack's management has been continually making three massive mistakes that literally ran customers off. First, look at an Apple store. Notice its clean lines, wide aisles, its products out for everyone to touch and experience. Then compare it to a cramped, dark Radio Shack store, a line of merchandise that became irrelevant, and whatever was relevant was easier to find on Amazon, Best Buy, and other stores. Radio Shack's commercials bragged, "You've got questions, we've got answers." Except they didn't. Move over, Kodak. Radio Shack is about to join you. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
WTAW news time is 8:32. It's nine. Well, no, our temperature gauge is definitely wrong. It is not 90 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. E-cigarette sales and possession by minors has been banned in College Station.
A unified city council quickly approved the underage prohibition, but that was after a 4-3 vote against limiting adult consumption in public places. Supporters of Blanche Brick's motion included Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think it is a public service that we need to do. It is the right thing to do to ban this in public spaces.
Julie Schultz added it was an emotional and personal decision.
I'm not normally someone who wants to step out and put in regulations where they don't need to be, but this one in particular, this is the stand I need to take.
James Benham voted no, in part because there are no laws on the federal, state, or county levels.
I don't believe in banning big sodas because they're bad for people with caffeine and sugar. And I don't believe in banning this yet until someone superior to us has actually issued an official opinion.
The council majority, who included John Nichols, Carl Mooney, and Steve Aldrich, were satisfied with letting staff continue researching where adults could and should not consume e-cigs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This fall's enrollment in the College Station School District has exceeded plans for the second straight year. Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says they plan for an average increase of 3.5%, but last year numbers were up almost 6%, and the early numbers this year indicate an increase of 6.6%.
So to have these two big years back-to-back really says something about how that growth is being amped up.
The number of elementary students is 300 over capacity, which means some are in portable buildings.
Six of our eight elementary campuses are at or over capacity. Two of them are not quite there, but with the rezoning, that'll all be redistributed and shuffled out, especially in that high growth area there, right in the middle of town where we're building elementary school number 9 or Spring Creek.
College Station school board members will consider final action on new elementary school boundaries when they meet next Tuesday. Two members of the Bryan City Council not only disagree on the merits of a proposed change to the city charter, but how it would be interpreted. Bryan voters will decide in November whether to ban anyone within 3 degrees of a council member from being hired or appointed to a city position. Chuck Conderla, who is an opponent, says if voters approved, he expects it to be in court for a long time.
I think that's unconstitutional that you would have a job, you could be, you know, 2-3 years away from getting retirement, and then because you are related to me in a third degree, you lose your job. We have staff looking into how many they exist. There are a lot. You have seven council members in a town this size, the third degree of affinity, and we all know Kevin Bacon to the sixth degree. Let's say you're related to me to the third degree. You might not even know that.
Rafael Pena, who collected petition signatures in support, says current employees and volunteers could be protected.
The charter, as it's written, does not say any employees will be fired. And if any employee is to be fired, that is because the majority on council interpreted that to be. The way the city can interpret is to grandfather in all the employees who are related to the third degree of consanguinity or affinity.
Comments from Pena and Condorlo were from WTAW's The Infomaniacs. Two other proposals would ban council members from voting on issues where a campaign donor gave at least $250 and would also prohibit council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. Bryan police responded to a vehicle burglary report where the victim said he walked up to his unlocked Mercedes and found the suspect inside.
We had an officer very close to the scene who was there before the suspect was able to leave.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was Wednesday night in the parking lot of Z Islander Apartments on Welburn Road. According to the arrest report, the suspect got out of the car, told the victim he had found his driver's license and blend ID on the ground. The victim also got back his car keys and laptop. The suspect told police he worked for rapper Juicy J and was told the Mercedes was left for him. Instead, 18-year-old Ryan Roguehair, who also lives at Z Islander, was arrested for burglary of a vehicle. A woman crossing University in Northgate Wednesday night was struck by a pickup. Police say the 27-year-old from College Station is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was not hurt. Investigators are still determining whether the pedestrian was in a crosswalk, among other circumstances. Alcohol was not considered a factor. The driver was making a left turn from Spence to University when the pedestrian was hit. The book tour of State Senator Wendy Davis reached Austin, where she faced protesters and embraced supporters.
We want epic!
A dozen or so Greg Abbott supporters outside of the Davis-Austin book signing, referring to questions Abbott had about the ethics of using a book tour to promote her campaign. Inside, the emotions were significantly different, especially when Wendy Davis first met Carol Wall.
She read my story during the filibuster, and she writes about it in the book.
At this point, my daughter was going to die, and it was only a matter of time. And if we could avoid having her heart stopped, then that is what we prayed for.
Wall says she cried too when she realized the impact her daughter's life was having on so many. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And U.S. Senator Ted Cruz says he walked out of a speech Wednesday night after audience members booed his comments in support of Israel. Cruz was speaking at the In Defense of Christians dinner in Washington when a small but vocal minority started shouting.
You think of the last time the national...
I will say this.
You speak for yourself.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews,
no,
then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Afterwards, Cruz said that when faced with hatred and bigotry, he had no choice but to walk off the stage. Before leaving, Cruz called anti-Semitism an evil that was evident and told the audience if they wouldn't stand with Israel and the Jewish people, then he would not stand with them. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 89 degrees. This look at news brought actually it's 78 degrees. That's the correct temperature. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news for you at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS. ChocolateGallery.com.
Aggie fans, here's your chance to stand with the 12th man. Non-conference and Missouri single game tickets are on sale right now. Also, you can purchase tickets to all SEC home games through our 12th man packs where you'll be able to select an SEC game and two non-conference games. Guarantee yourself a great seat at Kyle Field in 2014. Visit 12thman.com/tickets for more information.
840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Frontal system is stalled out over the state. Over the next couple of days, we're going to try to draw some moisture off the Gulf of Mexico and into the region, and that should lead to some beneficial rainfall. The problem is we've got a high school football game tonight to get through, and then we've got a game with AMM and Rice tomorrow. That takes place tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., and there could be some showers around for that too. Today, clouding up, maybe a shower, thunderstorm 90. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, lows 70 to 75. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Ben Downs, the general manager of many radio stations with us this morning.
Many fine radio stations.
Yes, that's true.
I was able to get the donuts. Yay me.
Oh, good.
Yes, it was.
Now...
Yes, they're very good. Thank you.
How long were you in that quandary that our listeners so adroitly pointed out?
1 to 2 seconds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on, I was in a donut shop.
I believe that's what he was referring to.
How long can one quandary?
Exactly.
Find?
How long could it take for you to actually
you have
do
a,
that?
You have, so. You have a new TV screen in here.
I do.
Do you have a remote control to turn it on with?
It's not high def.
I'm sorry. Well, it's a tiny screen.
What I find fascinating is we have a new remote. This thing weighs like it's light as a feather. I guess it's got a battery in it.
Well, it has one chip.
But across the top, it has three choices. One is Amazon.
Yeah.
One is Netflix.
Yeah.
The other is iHeartRadio.
Oh, you are kidding me. Give me that. Oh, please.
Just showing you that, so now you know.
Boy, it must be great to have all the money in the universe.
Yep, to be able to do that. Yeah.
It's on a remote control.
I know. What can I tell you?
And to think we have it on a bumper. I mean, on a license plate
yes,
out there on one of our cars.
Yes, we did. Yeah, there was a time when that was important to us. Just letting you know.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So we bring you in today to discuss an astonishing complex of ancient monuments, buildings, and burrows that has lain hidden and unsuspected beneath the Stonehenge area for thousands of years. I sent you that yesterday. Did you see that?
We... The Mysteries of Stonehenge with the Infomaniacs.
Well,
not
look,
all of
hey,
us.
We did the God Particle earlier this week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or Toby Keith.
Because
so.
They thought, okay, you chose wisely.
Scott fancies himself as Michio Okaku.
Yeah, right. No, but, not really. Yeah.
And you know what they set off the
I don't have nearly enough hair, by the way.
They set off the atomic bomb knowing that there was a slight but greater than zero chance it would ignite the atmosphere. So right. I say we go ahead and screw around with the God Particle. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Among the discoveries announced yesterday, or actually Wednesday, 17 ritual...
I don't pay for you the updated show prep service.
No, not at all.
I'm sorry.
17 ritual monuments, including the remains of a massive house of the dead.
No!
Hundreds of burial mounds and evidence of possible processional routes around Stonehenge itself.
They've kind of been up on that.
Yeah.
That's not as new as you would think. Well, nothing gets Stonehenge
to say,
steer,
really.
Way to blow the bit!
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's not as... Look, I'm a Stonehenge guy. I've been there a bunch of times.
I know. That's why we keep trying to tell you about it.
I've been arrested at Stonehenge. I've done everything.
There you go.
It's all been, you know, I've been there. And what happens if I run and touch the stones? Well, we'll ask you to leave the first time. Then after that, I'm afraid we'll have to take you into custody, sir. Okay. As my family walks away and leaves me alone with the constable.
We just need to get Danny from the History Channel to, you know, he does the cars with some A-frames over there, and we could fix that thing right up.
Yeah, we could.
I mean,
we
it wouldn't
could
be a problem.
Fix it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
and
a problem.
And the names, the way they were looking at me and the names they were calling me, well, isn't that just typical American?
Ah, the ugly American.
Well, when I was... It's like the tirade I went into earlier this week or last week. Or they all run
whatever
together.
They do.
But anyway, if a big, huge gargoyle fell off of St. Paul's, they'd fix it. They'd have scaffolds up there, and they'd be gluing that baby back into place right away.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, Stonehenge, right. a rock fell off. It must be kept in this position forever and ever.
Because that's not what the purpose of it is.
I guarantee right if the people who dug those big holes 8,000 years ago were there, they'd say, wow, you guys just didn't keep this up very well, did you?
Exactly. Look.
It was low maintenance. It was built of rocks. Why couldn't you just keep the thing put together for us, for crying out loud?
It's not like you build a natatorium and don't figure on having operation and maintenance. Oh, I didn't say that.
Scott! Scott! Now we're going to get calls again.
Well, we get calls anyway.
But anyway, you build a monument, maintenance and operation needs to be part of the budget, right? It makes sense. Any city planner.
Would you please stop it? Behave yourself.
They hadn't invented endowments at that point.
Did they not have hot money back
no.
then?
No.
Okay. TIFs. Terps and all those. They've got them all.
No TERS back then?
They didn't have a TER back then.
Yeah.
So, anyway, 8,000, they think, are the rocks underneath still there? No one can hear you. Use your microphone. Use your words.
Well, the problem is I went to the National Geographic site. That's the reason we got the thing about lane hidden and unsuspected. You know, they write kind of haughty over there for that kind of project.
Pretty high toned.
The project team led by researchers from the UK's University of Birmingham. Again, that's the one there, not in Alabama. have mapped the area down to the depth of about 10 feet. Using ground-penetrating radar, high-resolution magnetometers, and other state-of-the-art remote sensing equipment, and all nearly 3,000 acres have been excavated virtually.
What?
Virtually.
Oh,
virtually.
I was going to say, no, when you're talking Stonehenge, no. you could do research with all those tools, but not shovels.
That's it. You know, they arrest you if you bring a garden spade. I'm just saying.
They have one spot. It took the guy 10 years, but they have one spot where they let this guy do some digging.
All right, now what happens?
And they'll take you over there and show you. There are people standing there saying, where did the guy do the digging? And they'll walk him over there and show the, this is where they dug. You can see the grass is a little greener here. And
okay, all right.
That's what a big deal it is to them.
Real world question. Then.
Yeah.
You know, in Europe, there are a lot more smokers than there are in the United States. I mean, there just are. So what happens if...
I would follow the story, yes, I could see that.
What happens if you're smoking when you're at Stonehenge? I mean, do they have portable ashtrays out there? Do they allow smoking at Stonehenge? Because you don't want cigarette butts littering the area.
Well, Patrick, where do I go here?
Yeah.
All varieties of smoking at Stonehenge are discouraged.
Well, discouraged?
However...
If you feel dressed, is it okay?
If you're there on some of these special occasions, like the summer solstice or the winter solstice,
when they're getting toked up,
they will have guard dogs. They'll have Patches the guard dog.
Patches.
Oh, you heard about my run-in with Patches. I am stone cold clean, buddy, and I'm walking through. I just want to be clear because not everybody knows me out there.
Yeah.
So I'm walking through. You have to walk through this. This pathway that turn left, turn right, turn left. You go by like two or three police officers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just so that you can go by two or three police officers getting into
then the
place.
Minotaur.
And at the very end, there's a minotaur, a unicorn, or Patches, the drug scanning dog.
Should have turned left.
So I'm there. I walk through, and Patches makes a beeline for me.
Really?
And comes running over and leaps on me, and I say, oh, good
that
grief, I'm
good.
Going to spend the rest of my life in a
Thanks,
Salisbury
buddy.
Prison.
That was amazing.
But no. And I say to the guy, I said, uh-oh, what does this mean? He says, oh, no, it means he likes you. He barks if he sniffs drugs. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, thanks. Good dog. Good dog.
All right. And you're a cat person. How's that work?
I don't know.
All right.
Dogs love everyone. Right. What are we doing? What's he doing?
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
We're on 5 minutes of Stonehenge.
Excuse me. Has this ever been a show about anything?
This one is about Stonehenge.
Smacks of something.
What would you like for us to talk about?
Anything
Let's talk
else.
About... No, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no.
That's it. No, that's fine. Okay, let's stop.
Talk about you. Enough about us. Let's talk about you. What would you like for us to say?
Anything other than about Stonehenge.
Yeah, but see, that's okay.
Just north of Stonehenge, there's this other Neolithic site called
Abbey. Oh, my God.
And they have a larger stone circle, and I highly recommend it. They have these burial barrows you go into. And
I've just gone into one of the
Norman
circles
invasion.
Now.
I mean, dates back from...
That's right.
You can actually find the guy who built this church was named Rainblow. That complete with the L in there. And I'm not really sure what ancient Normans were thinking when they named this guy that, but he was a conqueror, so you can't really poke fun at him. And so there.
I don't know of a lot of children.
What do you want us to
Ray?
Talk about, Kevin?
Kevin, just grab him a donut.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking for $15 and $20. Public pay parking lots are located off University Drive in Stotzer, near the Bonfire Memorial, Veterinary Medical Center, Bush Library, and Central and Northside parking garages. There are free shuttles that run the mini campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle to and from Post Oak Mall. For more information, please visit the new destination Aggieland app or transport.tamu.edu.
10 till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, Patrick might want to consider that when the station manager wants to talk about Stonehenge, we're going to talk about Stonehenge.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all Patrick's fault. Oh, yeah. I didn't have anything to do with
it's
that.
It's actually Kevin, but that's easy, yeah. Kevin. No, you're exactly right. Wait, yes.
Today's Blame Patrick Day.
Sure. Right? Yeah. And then, yeah, so Dusty comes in and tries to bust my chops about me running to you about the TV. Well, I
Why isn't
run
it on?
Anyplace.
Why is there... Push the iHeartRadio button and see what happens. Oh, I've got it. Never mind. Okay. There we go. Okay.
No, I just turned it on and went, that's not high def. And so I tried to go to high def, and it came back to where I was.
18, it's 10 inches across or something. Okay,
well,
I'm going to push
it. Well, let's see how fuzzy it is.
Well, why would you think that might be? Perhaps we need to run a new piece of cable or something. Well, okay, hold on. Here, I'm going to push iHeartRadio. You ready?
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay,
there
I'm pushing
iHeartRadio.
If you burst
into flames, I'm not putting you out.
Yeah.
It didn't.
That wasn't very nice.
It doesn't do that. Yeah. See.
Oh.
Ah. Error.
Error. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Mr. Pittman might have billions of dollars backing him up, but when you push iHeartRadio on our remote control,
yes.
Error.
Let's see what happens
error.
When Scott tries to push a button.
Yeah. Oh. Well, first we can't collect the phone call. We know that.
Now I can't get it back to the TV.
It's all right.
Oh, there
it's
we
fine.
Go. Okay. Good Lord! Look at all of the. Stuff around Sports Center.
Well, that's
is there an
Georgia
inch,
and
is
South
there an
Carolina.
Inch of screen they don't yeah. sell or something?
No, anyway. Not at all. Fat shaming does nothing to help fat losing.
Thank you for picking up my award the other day.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. I really, as you know, it was a really lousy day all the way around
it
for
was.
Me.
It was
because I was walking around kicking the walls and saying. Yep. I can't be here for that. I've got to go deal with these people who don't even like me up north in Indianapolis.
I accepted an award on Ben's behalf.
Yeah,
the,
from the Arts Council.
We appreciate them doing that.
Well, thank you. I understand you were able to put like 2 minutes together in a sentence, and that was great.
We did what we could. That's
Well, thank you, Arts Council. Yep. I'm sorry. I was not among friends. I at least take comfort in that.
Well, we're two for two. I wasn't there when I won the award, so there.
Oh,
way to go, Ben.
Who picked yours up for you?
I think they just kind of brought it in and set it on the counter. It was a long time ago.
I had backup. I had Mary there. Yeah, I had Lily did. Was yeah, available to pick right. it up.
Yeah.
I had
Mary
I had
was
you.
There recording my comments.
Did she really?
Said, no, I don't think so.
Oh, because I was going to say, gosh, I'd love to hear that.
Rod Zent was there. I think Rod recorded it.
Oh, okay.
Rod and John Bennett were recording it in the back of the room. Watching those two try to figure something out was interesting. I'm kidding, John.
No, it's quite all right. We're dealing with an extremely high per-hour rate with those two involved. You know, what does this do? Well, I can tell you how to make one and how it works.
That's right. All right, selfie. Have you done a selfie?
If I have, it's only by accident.
Okay. Gravedigger in Spain has lost his job for doing a selfie.
I can see this is how this works.
Yeah, the worker identified only as Clemente allegedly posed for a selfie with an exhumed body.
Duh!
Officials in the city said that Clemente was wearing his official uniform bearing the town's coat of arms when he posed with the picture, which featured the corpse of a man who'd been dead for 23 years.
I'll never complain about a sorority selfie again.
Well, again.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I will. You're right.
Smile. Oh, wait, you are smiling.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, if there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now's the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry, so don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year, more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car, and the Camry One event is both. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $19.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 9/30/14.
The season is around the corner. So get a brand new, powerful, feature-loaded Kubota Standard L-Series tractor during our Get Something Started sales event. With Kubota, you get durability, versatility, and value. Make a great deal on a Kubota L-Series with long-term financing as low as 0% APR during Kubota's Get Something Started sales event.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer. WCTractor.com.
Happy New Year!
I think your calendar's broken there.
Hey, new weather, new routines. Fall's kind of like a whole new year. So I'm starting it off right with low-fat and delicious Subway sandwiches, like the Subway Club packed with ham, turkey, and roast beef.
Let me try that. Mmm, I think I'm on board with this whole fall New Year thing.
Great, now get a load of these fireworks.
Subway has so many better-for-you choices to start fresh every day this fall. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffaletta relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold-cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffaletta, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffaletta, a New Orleans original. Subway, eat fresh.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. God, can I get the radio station back? Yeah. Here we go. If you want to drop by, drop some E the next time that you go to the fountains at Bellagio in Las Vegas, Hollywood Reporter says electronic dance music star Tiesto. Is that who that is?
Not a clue.
All right. Patrick Tiesto. You know who that is? Tiesto?
Tiesto what?
It's an electronic music star.
T-I-E-S-T-O.
There you go.
Anyway, they're writing music. He's writing music now for the Dancing Waters of Bellagio. So, along with Sinatra and Presley and Elton John and Celine Dion, his score will feature a melody of three tunes from his latest album, A Town Called Paradise, which was inspired by Sin City itself.
Oh, not Paradise City?
No. Okay. No. The Fountain Set debuts on Wednesday. If you happen to be there and you go, where's Sinatra? Why aren't they playing Sinatra?
Book my ticket now.
Just to show you how. Away from thing. Oh no! Never. That's NFL. I'll put it away because this is far more important. The holes in the ozone layer are starting to show signs of recovery. Thank you, Al Gore. Oh, thank you, Al Gore.
Quit using that Aquanet hairspray.
The BBC website says the largest ozone hole over Antarctica has started thickening. Okay. But it'll likely take another decade before the hole starts to actually close up.
You have to spend another 30 minutes in the sun to get your base tan.
You will. Working on your base tan. The ozone layer in our upper atmosphere is a good thing because it absorbs the UV rays, which can cause skin cancer. Okay, back to the NFL thing. In case you didn't know, last night they were going to have Rihanna's version of Run This Town to open up the game. But then they decided, you know, Rihanna's a pretty high-profile domestic violence victim because of Chris Brown, and so they pulled her song because of it. That is how much things are, they're freaking out.
See, you know, that punish is, the woman.
That is not a happy place today. I guarantee you the break room at NFL Central in New York City is not a good place to be today.
Nope.
And probably won't be for the next few weeks. So, anyway. But, you know, they brought it on themselves. And we'll see how all that plays out. You know, that could be very interesting. Again, remember, that guy's making $40 million a year. He doesn't want to do anything to screw it up. Lassie made his debut on TV on this date in 1954.
No kidding.
Go find
Lassie.
Timmy.
Timmy's trapped in the well.
Timmy was actually never trapped in the well.
All right.
Fox News.